Live from Owings Mills, another Purple Report by WNST correspondent Luke Jones.
Kyle Hamilton met with the media as the Ravens count down to Monday Night Football against the Lions.
What jumps out at you?
You know, they have one of the best running back duos in the league, so I think they start off with just getting those guys going. And deservedly so, those guys are talented, and the line's talented, and then they set up their passing game just through play action, stuff like that. So when you watch it from a defensive perspective, obviously you see the big picture at 52 points, but I think the Bears just had some miscues here and there in the back end that led to that. But, you know, it's a different week, and, you know, it's a one-week life, and people were talking crazy about us week one, and now they want to sing our praises week two, and we really don't care either way. It's up to us to week three do what we need to do for ourselves. Yeah, I mean, you really have no choice, honestly. In this league, every single team has a chance to beat every single team. There's talented guys in every single week. So no matter how good or bad you did the previous week, you can't carry that into the next. Maybe you take stuff you did well and correct stuff you did poorly. But at the same time, you got to reinvent yourself every week. So it's up to us as a defense to do that. And I'm sure we will, and I'm excited for the opportunity.
What did you kind of see out of that performance from him, and you know, how do you feel? How essential is that level, given you know where the Lions like to attack right in the middle of the field?
Yeah, it's huge, and it's huge every week. I mean, those are the easiest throws and easiest runs you'll have when they just hit up the middle and you just throw it right over the ball. But having somebody like Roquan there who can not only guide the defense and lead us, but also make plays in between the snap and stuff like that, and I think last week, just for me personally, it was nothing out of the ordinary for Roquan. That's just that's what everybody expects out of him every game, and you know I think we get that most of the time. And stats may say one thing, but I know that every single game he's out there, whether it's getting people aligned or taking on blockers so another linebacker can make a tackle with another player. But this week it just came with the stats, and just happy for him.
Were you aware that Roquan had that straight line speed that he showed on the fumble?
Yeah, he ran faster than me at the combine, so. Which wasn't hard to do, but you know he always talks about how he played running back in Macon County. So you know he was playing two-way football. So who knows who he was really running against down there? But nah, I knew he's athletic, and I knew he still had some juice.
Kyle, there was a lot of talk in August about Nate Wiggins being a guy who could really have a breakout year this year. How have you seen that manifest in 2 weeks? Obviously, the interception.
Yeah, I think it's just confidence, and I think he came in with that confidence, honestly, and now it's just a matter of opportunities to be able to do it. I think he's one of the more talented guys, if not the most talented guy in our DB room, and he. I think for him it's just consistency every week because he has the ability to go shut down guys every single week, but you know, he's still just turned 22 and already a great player in this league, just excited for what he does in the future.
St. Brown, such a great player. I mean, he came in as a fourth-round pick, and I mean, from day one, kind of took the league by storm. And what makes him so tough? Because he's not the biggest guy in the world. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think it's just what you said, just his toughness and his motor. I think just blocking everything, route running, run after catch, is just he goes 100% at it. And I remember my freshman year at Notre Dame, we were playing SC and playing against him and Michael Pittman and Drake London, and you could tell, like, when he got the ball, he was trying to make the most of his opportunities, and he always worked super hard or just was working super hard on the field. And that translates, you know. That's not something you really can teach. It's either you got it or you don't. And, along with the talent, it makes sense why he is top of the league in all these stat categories and stuff like that. So props to him and the way he plays, because I think it's kind of rare at the receiver position to approach the game like he does.
How tough is it to face a guy with James Williams' speed or wanting to be aggressive? You catch the ball to get him down, but you also have to give him space because of his speed. How tough is a really fast receiver like that?
Yeah, it's tough. You just watch him on film. He just picks up speed as he goes, and he it seems like he's accelerating all the way up until he catches the ball. And you know, it's tough to defend when you have a guy like Amon-Ra who can do damage underneath, and then a guy like him who could do damage over the top. They got good tight ends, good backs, and you know, at all three levels, they're affecting the game. So But specifically for Jameson, it's just like he's a good route runner, speedy guy, and he can hurt you in a lot of different ways. So it's up to us as a defense to be on the right page in the back end to prevent that.
Dan Campbell talked about they haven't forgotten the game from 2 years ago when you guys put him on pretty good. I mean, to you as a player, how much value is there in looking back at that game? What can you take from it?
Yeah, I think it's I was just touching on it earlier. It's a week-to-week league, and it's definitely a year-to-year, definitely a two-year-to-two-year league. And you know, that was a great day for us, but at the same time, you know, they're gonna have a chip on their shoulder coming in here. It's Monday night in front of the whole world, so everybody's gonna be playing their best, playing their hardest. So I don't think that's a good barometer just as to where both teams are right now. Two completely different teams, and for them, obviously, they're gonna, like you said, not forget that game, and we won't either. But at the same time, we need to prove it to ourselves, prove it to the world again, and that we can go be dominant. So I'm excited. It's gonna be a good game on Monday, and I think we're ready.
Has there been any talk about post-interception celebrations given the tackle that Uzi hit Wiggins with?
No, honestly. I think we're more so just worrying about catching him right now. We'll celebrate later. But, nah, that was kind of crazy by Cheeto. He just jumped on Nate. I know Nate was tired. All this 40-yard dash talk. Nate ran 4-2 and got hawked by Flacco and O-lineman. And he was tired, so I was about to tell the trainers to come on the field so we didn't get a delayed game, a whole bunch of stuff, and then got up and started dancing. I didn't even know what was going on, so I was like, I'm done. I'm going to the sideline. But Cheeto, I think, was tired and just wanted to lay down, so he just jumped on Nate, and everybody just jumped on Nate. So it was cool for him to kind of get that moment. Would have been cool if he cribbed it, too. It would have been two picks, two pick sixes.
Do you get excited when you see a screen coming to your side of the field? It seems like you take particular relish in coming up.
Yeah, I don't even know my thought process in that. I think I just try to go see ball, get ball. It's like it's right there in front of me, and if I can beat the lineman or whoever's coming to block me to the ball or run through a blocker or whoever's in front of me, then so be it. But, I mean, I kind of feel like I just black out in those moments. I don't know. In between plays, it really doesn't matter the play. Just let my body take over and just go play. Yeah, I think he's been a great leader. I mean, he went to the Super Bowl with the Rams, and it seems like he's gotten even better in Detroit. So, props to him. But I think from the outside looking in, just as like a fan perspective, you think of the Lions, think of just big plays and points, and I really don't think that's who they are. Obviously, they can do that, but like I said, they run the ball very well, and I think that sets up everything they do. So. And for him to manage that, be intentional with play fakes and stuff like that, I think he's one of the best in the league at just carrying out fakes and getting people out of leverage to the flat. And, no, they just do a great job overall, and he does a great job just operationally.
All right, thank you, Kyle.
Thank you all.